Blog Talk Radio.
Since we are surrounded by those who've gone before, let us throw away everything that hinders as we go. Surrounded by those who've gone before, let us throw away all the sin that tangles up our souls.
I'm so glad to be with you tonight on Reaching Out Radio. Praise God to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And what we're going to be talking about tonight, praise God, is so exciting. And I want each and every one to know that you do not have to get caught up in a cycle of defeat. Praise God, you can break that cycle right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Before we get into the word, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, each and every one, Lord God, that's hearing or going to hear this word, God, I'm asking you to minister to them, Lord. And God, if they're caught up in the cycle of defeat, God, I'm asking you to break it right now, God, and let them get caught up in a circle. Praise God of victory, of blessings, and everything that you have for them. Lord, anoint every ear that they're going to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Anoint the heart. Lord God, have your way in every area, Lord God. And we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. But right now, I'm in assignment in Columbus, Ohio. Praise God, at the Pentecostal Deliverance Church. And I'm telling you, God is doing great and mighty things through noonday prayer. Praise God, if you're in the area, come out for prayer. Praise God. If you just got 5 minutes and you want to pray for 5 minutes, just come in, kneel down, stand up, whatever, pray, and then just go when you have to. Praise God. We want those doors to be open for anybody that's wanting or willing or can come and pray. Praise God. And what the scriptures that we're going to be sharing with you tonight is coming out of Hebrews 12, verse 1. 2 and 3. Okay, let's read that and then we're going to talk about some stuff. Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Think about that. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, from the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sit down at the right hand on the throne of God. For consider what he endured. Think about that. All that he endured, all that he because of you and I. Praise God. And he did it because he loved us so much. Lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Praise God. So that shows us there to break this cycle of defeat that Satan wants to catch you up in. Praise God. And to know the only way that Satan can catch you up in it is to try to trick you. I want you to listen and listen carefully. Many Christians today are caught in a cycle of defeat, are living a defeated life because they have not recognized Satan as the destroyer who is using their circumstance as a weapon to defeat them. They have listened to preachers and preached who have taught that Christians have not go through trials. Now, I want to tell you, we go through testing and we go through trials. Praise God, just because we're a Christian don't mean we're exempt from all these things. But testings and persecutions, and they say that if you're having trouble in your life, it's because you've sinned or you're living in sin, and that you're out of the will of God, and that you do not have enough faith, and God is punishing you. These are all lies from the enemy that would try to trick you, to try to get you to think that there was no hope, Praise God that you was just doomed for eternity. But I'm telling you, the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. We coming out of the cycle of defeat, and we're going to walk in the cycle of victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God has good things in store for his children. But yes, it does rain on the just and on the unjust. And that's the word of God. Hallelujah. Not knowing the truth that Satan attacks in the circumstances, they are caught up in a cycle of defeat. And therefore, the cycle defeats them, and it's a fivefold thing. There's five different things that Satan really used to try to attack, to come against the body of Christ. And that's why God wants you to be aware that Satan does have strategies and that he is out to get you. And he will lie to you. He will try to trick you. He will do everything he can to try to get you to caught up in this cycle of defeat, because he don't want to see nobody blessed, because he knows he is doomed for eternity, and he's taking as many with him as he can. Praise God that you and I are going to rise and shake ourselves and say, Satan, enough is enough. Glory to God, I ain't taking no more. Satan's strategy is to first attack us on one of our most vulnerable areas in the daily circumstances of our life. Satan's ultimate objective is to destroy the ones that we have that is everlasting life. He wants to destroy your soul. That's his main goal and his main objective, to try to destroy your soul. But I'm telling you, he can't do it unless you allow him to. There is absolutely nothing. Did you hear what I said? Glory to God. There is absolutely nothing that Satan can do to blot our names out of the book of life. He does not have the power. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he don't have power and he don't have authority over me unless I give it to him. Glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. To destroy our soul in hell. God has given us power over our own destiny through our free will. Glory to God. Did you hear that? Our free will. That's why we choose. And Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Glory to God. And I feel that same way. As for me and my house, we're going to serve God. Praise God. We're going to put him first in every area. God has not given us of our own desire through our free will. We can choose life or death, heaven or hell. Satan's objective is to attack us through our circumstances. Praise God, because how many knows that things happen sometimes on a daily basis? And Satan tries to use that against our relationship with God and tries to alienate us from God. He wants to totally pull us away from God, thinking that God is doing this to us when it is not God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have got to realize that Satan is our enemy. It is not God. God and his promises, he wants to control our wills, is what Satan wants, so that our wills will turn our backs on God and sin against God, but we have a choice. Victory, we can choose life, we can choose heaven. Satan attacks us through circumstances, yes, that causes stress, which attacks our emotions, our entire being, and including our heart, our mind, as well as our body. How much do you know stress puts wear and tear on your bodies, your emotions, your nerves, every part about you? Stress is one of his deadliest strategies in the circle of defeat. It is no wonder that the stress is public health emergency today. Number one stress health is our immune system. And you know, when you get down to worry and stress, everything attacks your immune system. And it's to increase our subtlety, almost every disease. We must remember that none of us have to yield to the attack of Satan. How circumstances are going to come to all of us, but it's how we react that is what matters. How are you going to react when Satan comes against you with all these things, with the trials, tribulations, in our actions, our circumstances that we are facing? We will be overcomers, praise God, if we look to Jesus and allow him to help us and strengthen us, even in facing our situations and circumstances, knowing that God will deliver us. Praise God, from every situation, our heart, our minds, and he will fill them with peace. Hallelujah. And that path of all understanding will not be no more room for stress. Praise God, but there'll be so much peace in there as we yield ourselves unto the Lord and resist Satan. There's something that you and I got to do. We got to resist him. We cannot let him win. Hallelujah, because we are victorious. Praise God, not Satan. The third thing is, once Satan has attacked us through stressful circumstances, he will begin to bombard your mind with fear, worry, and doubt. How many's been there? I have. I know what it's like to have fear come upon you and worry and doubt and just troubles and trials on every hand. You know, and the only reason Satan can do that is when I get my mind off the Lord. As long as my mind is on the Lord, glory to God, Satan can't do nothing about it, and he sure enough don't like it. Glory. Satan will also fill our minds with negative thoughts. Think about that, that we become so in bondage with them that we are unable to release our faith. Praise God. Don't let Satan catch you up in negative thoughts. His job to put them there. Our job is to immediately reject them, push them aside. Don't go there. Don't think about it. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if we do, if we allow these things to constantly come in our mind, the state of turmoil, then Satan has us in a deadly grip, a cycle of defeat, and it paralyzes and hinders us from receiving what we need from God. Satan's strategy is to fill your mind so full of fear, worry, and doubt that the word of becomes of none effect in our lives because it is not mixed with faith. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. It is so important that we allow our faith to arise. Hallelujah. Satan knows that if you confess the word until that you are living it, then you can look him in the face and it will not become effective in your life until you speak it. I'm telling you, beware of unaware of faith, believing whatsoever we speak will be done. And we've got power in the tongue. That's why it's so important. Watch what you speak. What you speak, you will get. Praise God, a threat, test, and trials come, and we begin to holler, we can't make it. I can't take it. Praise God, if this is all they are, I just want out right now. God, but it don't work that way. We have to go through, and God is bringing his people through. Glory to God. Even Moses in the wilderness, and when he was bringing the people out, how they had to march around 40 years, and how it was only a day's journey or day and a half for Jonah to get there. Praise God, and preach the word, and they believed it and called a fast and repented, and the whole city was spared. Praise God. But Satan has a lot of attacks that he uses to weaken our immune system. And I know I have trouble with mine in the natural. My immune system, my protein, my iron, everything. And so it does affect your body. It brings on stress, anxiety, depression, everything else that's ungodly and not the word. And that's what it brings on our life. And that is how that we get caught up in the circle of defeat. And God has already made a way that we don't have to go there. Hallelujah. At this point in the cycle of defeat, Satan's strategy is to wear you down physically, mentally, and spiritually until you become weary and faint in your mind. Because he said if we keep our mind stayed on him, he would keep us in perfect peace. Glory. So Satan's strategy is to wear you down mentally, physically, financially, and spiritually. He tries to bring you down in every area. The objective is to cause you to become so tired of your circumstances that you are ready to give up. How many out there is ready to give up? I encourage you right now, don't give up. Glory to God. Help on the way. Reinforcement is on the way, but hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Glory to God, because He don't leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. He's always right there with you. He's not like the devil that comes and goes, but Jesus, He hangs around and He proves Himself faithful time after time after time. I want you to think about, hallelujah, Satan, the moment we faint in our minds and stop resisting His attacks, we are, think about that, under His hand and His full control of our life, because we have become weary and fainted in our minds. His expression is pain, hunger, thirst, exhaustion, the loss of all things that you face, circumstances which have become in human ability unable to endure. Yes, you are not able, and you faint in your mind. You do not relax. He did not stop resisting and fighting against Satan. Glory to God in Acts 20:24. Let's go back to Acts for a minute. Acts 20:24. Okay, we'll be there just in a second. Acts 20:24. Let's see what Acts is saying here. 20:24. But none of these things move me, neither count I myself my life to be dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and that the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the testimony of the gospel of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't let Satan get you down, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to destroy you in any way he can. But I'm telling you, he can't do it unless I allow him to. Praise God, it's up to me if I allow him to do it. It becomes weary, and we faint in our mind, and having lived the cycle of defeat until we lose heart and become destroyed, think about that, discouraged, leads us to depression, which in result stress, and we become caught up. If we let all that go, we can be caught up in the victorious cycle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what I want. Praise God, as Paul was talking about, we can get caught up in that victorious cycle. Hallelujah. And that's the one I want. Praise God. Did not, although any of the strategies, transit circumstances Satan used against you, him that would cause you not to become discouraged or depressed. Paul had a choice. He could keep on his circumstances and believe them, or he could come to God, and he had to simply be loyal to God. He knew that God would not, would do exactly what he had promised, because God said he's faithful that promised. If he promised he'll bring you through, he'll bring you through. It don't matter what you're going through right now. Look to God. Hold to God's unchanging hand, and everything is going to be all right. Glory. Just to think of how the Lord blesses us and keeps us, and how he leads and guides us in all direction when we but listen. We have got to have an ear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, because truly it's speaking in these last days to anyone that'll hear what the Lord has. Praised God. Remember, let go and let God. Praise God that you won't be in a cycle of defeat, but you'll be caught up in the cycle of victory. Victory, victory, victory. One victory to another. Glory to God, just victory, victory, victory. That's what we want for your life. Hallelujah. And God can do exactly that. One of the greatest, one of the greatest truths that God taught us that we must be able to face Satan, face Satan's attacks by our circumstances in victory, to be refreshed, to keep our eyes on God and speak to God more words than we listen to the lies of the enemy, but to keep our minds and thoughts on the Word of God, to meditate upon them day and night. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is going to take care of you, knowing everything's going to be all right. Why? Because God said it would. Satan knows that that if you keep your eyes on your circumstances, he will cause a trap for you and catch you in the cycle of defeat. But if you look to God and believe the promises that he will enable you to be a victorious one and walk in a victorious realm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Right now we're going to go to 1 Peter 4:12-13. Glory. And know that God is with you, that God cares about you, the things you're going through, everything. God cares about you. And he wants to move on your situations. Okay. 1 Peter 4:12. Okay. And 13. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery darts, which are to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as that you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that which his glory shall be revealed. Hallelujah. We must be glad above with exceedingly joy. Glory. Hallelujah. Think about that. What joy we have when the presence of God comes in and you've got nothing you're trying to hide from God. You ain't hiding. God knows it anyway. He knows all. So we just got to focus in on the Lord and let him have his way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let Satan throw you off, but get out of that cycle of defeat and inner breakthrough. Glory to God. The cycle of victory. You can enter into it right now by making your mind up and telling Satan enough is enough and put down your foot and leave it there. Don't pick it back up. Don't let Satan do it again, but use it against him. He has no part in this matter. Glory to God. It's you and I that love the Lord and that serve him. Hallelujah. And I know everything's going to be all right, because I know in whom my help is. And he said, if I look to him, he's the author, my finisher, my life. Praise God. If I live holy, he'll be there. So he will be there for me. And he will be there for you. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is some areas of victory, the cycle of victory that the Lord wants us to enter into. I'll tell you what they are, and then I'll tell you what they're about. The first thing is to replace stress with peace. You got that? Take stress out and let peace come in. Glory. And when you got peace and nothing else, glory to God, you got it all. Hallelujah, because God is right there with you. And the second thing, you got to rejoice always. Praise God, praise him in the good times, praise God in the bad times, praise him, give praise and honor to his name, for he alone is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. The third thing is you got to take your eyes off your circumstances and look to him. Give them to God. In Jesus' name, give them to the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let circumstances defeat you. Praise God, because it'll be all right in the morning. Hallelujah. Where it said sorrow endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is so true. Joy comes in the morning as we look to him and hold to God's unchanging hand. We got to release our faith is the fifth thing. The sixth thing, so we got to wait on the Lord. The seventh is we've got pre-service. Regardless of how long that you may have wanted to be delivered in your life, your circumstances, regardless of the pain and heartache that you feel, the preservation Satan is trying to do in your spirit, you got to press on above that and keep on pressing through in prayer to Jesus and keep your mind on him in faith. Praise God and know that God will deliver you. That was James 1 and 12, because God is a deliverer
and he will do it for you. Hallelujah. The seventh, you got to persevere. Don't let these attacks of the enemy bother you. Praise God, but you just keep pressing on out. Hallelujah. Knowing that everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Why? God said it would. You can break the cycle of defeat off your life. Don't let the enemy do it to you. You have power and you have authority. You just got to use what you got and realize greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You got power. You got authority over the enemy. Hallelujah. Think about it. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory. I'm so glad to be able to share the word with you tonight. Praise God. And I want you to get out of that cycle of defeat and begin to walk in a newness of life. Praise God. God, as you once did when you first got saved. Hallelujah. How sweet and how good it be that, I mean, you would just go from place to place to get to hear the word of God. But now it's hard to get anybody out, even just to come to a regular service. People are, truth, they're lazy. They don't want to do anything if it makes them have an effort to get off the chair or get off the couch or wherever they're at. But I'm telling you, you and I can be victorious. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord, that you have given us tonight. And God, we know, if we turn our whole life and being unto you, that you will bless us. Because you said, blessed is he that receives your word. Praise God, we need to walk the walk you would have us to go. We need to talk the way you want us to talk and talk faith. Talk the word, to put it in action, study, to show thyself to prove unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray that God bless you and keep you and that you get out of the cycle of defeat and enter into that big victorious realm of victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you truly can praise God no matter what happens in your life, that you won't have it just for looks, but you will have it for the glory of God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. God is so, so good to us. Praise God that he don't want us to be defeated. And he already paid the price. He already gave us Satan's strategy, what he would use to try to get you to become defeated, to try to get you down and out, that you don't even want to think about God. You don't want to go to church. You don't want to do nothing. Because the devil said this and the devil said that, but the devil is a liar and he is a father of all lies. So let's put our hearts, our minds, our thoughts on Jesus totally. Let's totally be submerged in the will of God, that every God word that comes out of our mouth will think, wow, praise God. Because God is the one that's going to do it. It ain't you and I. It ain't nothing but God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm Pastor Barbara Smith, King of Glory Ministries, Garrett, Kentucky, but right now I'm in Columbus, Ohio. I want you to watch as often as you can. Watch the show tomorrow night and Friday night. I say Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Watch and see what the Lord would say to you. It's time that we get into the Word and not rely on somebody else to bring us forth the Word, but that we would have the Word so deep and so embedded in our hearts that the Word will be there at all times. When Satan comes with all his little attacks, all of his ints, tell him, get behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy soul. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad it says that? I am. Hallelujah. I am so glad that he said that for me. And it's for you. Hallelujah. Let's just receive it into our hearts and believe what God is doing. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. This is Reaching Out Radio internationally to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ to a lost, a dying, and a broken world. God bless you. Come be with us again. We love being with you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.